Hello, this is Aaron Jenkins, Family Fur.
Hi, my name is Jackson. I'm calling from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers in regards to a callback request for a John Kroll.
Yep, absolutely. This is
all
it.
Right, and is okay. And is the applicant able to get authorization that we can speak with you?
Yeah, you should have gotten it, but no, I'll add him because I told him to make me authorize you while we were on the call. That's why they were having call me back. I'll get Mr. John right now. All right, Mr. John, I have the enrollment broker on the line.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. Can I just have you verify your full name for me, please?
Sure, John Michael Kroll, K-R-O-L.
All right, thank you. And what's your date of birth?
7/24/62.
All right, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Sure, 1230 North Marshall, Apartment 1F. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19122.
All right, thank you. And do you give me permission to speak about your application with Aaron on the line?
Yes.
All right. And did you want me to add them to the case so that way they can, if they call back in, we don't have to get your authorization
yes.
again, they can be added as?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. And then, Aaron, how do you spell your first name?
First name is spelled E-R-I-N.
All right. And your last name?
Last name is Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S.
All right. And what organization are you with?
Family First Home Care.
All right. And your organization's address?
It is 1 Winding Drive. Winding is spelled like winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G. That's in Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
All right, and a good phone number for yourself?
267-551-7412.
All right, I went ahead and got you added, and then you were looking to check into the status of the case.
So we spoke with somebody you know what? Give me the status, and they told that to do a call back. One of the main things Mr. John was telling me, there may be an issue with the physician certification form. But, yeah, basically we were trying to get the status.
Okay. All right. So the application is currently with the County Assistance Office for the financial review. The physician certification form was received, and it is complete.
All right. Now, Mr. John was telling me that he saw that the physician certification form was checked off short-term, not long-term care. Is that true?
Nope, it was checked off long-term care.
Okay, so that is fine. And what is the date of receipt of both the physician certification form and the Fed assessment?
Physician certification form is dated 1/21/2026. And the Area Agency on Aging's evaluation is 1/16/2026.
Okay, so there.
Because I called the county office, and they told me that they were having trouble sending it over. Or Maximus was having trouble sending it to the county. And I talked to the county today. They left me a message that they haven't gotten it yet.
Let me take a look here. I'm going to assume you're probably talking about the PA 1768 that we would send them.
Is this right. Maximus? But
the county
Maximus earlier today told me that they were having trouble. County was having trouble getting. I talked to the county today, and the county don't have it. They told me I had till February 3rd to get it. I turned that in 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so it looks like we sent out the PA 1768 to the county assistance office. On January 21st, that is electronically, so we would just have to allow the county assistance office time to upload.
All right, so they received it on, you said the 21st?
No, we sent it out on the 21st, but we have to allow them time for them to upload it.
Right. All right. Okay, P-1768 sent to county assistance office on the 21st. So he would have more time than February 3rd for the county, correct?
Let me take a look. All right, just give me a few moments here. It's just loading.
Sure.
Okay, so from what I'm seeing, the verification was due 1/26/2026, but the Compass application is still valid with the County Assistance Office. It looks like they're still waiting on Wells Fargo checking, Bank of America, Chase Bank checking.
Give me your office address, and I'll bring them all that for 5 years and Social Security printout.
Okay, for the County Assistance Office today.
Yes, that whatever they're waiting for, I'll bring them financial. I just need the address.
Okay, so there are several county assistance offices in Philadelphia.
Is one Lehigh?
No.
Can I bring?
No, you don't. Parkside Avenue. Because those other county assistance offices, if they receive them, it is not guaranteed they're going to send them to Parkside.
Okay.
Parkside's the only one that's doing long-term care.
I just need the address to Parkside.
5070 Parkside Avenue.
Physically hand it to them.
Yeah, it's 5070 Parkside Avenue.
They're telling me they
Avenue.
Never got the doctor's slip. If it was sent electronically, it should be there instantly, no?
So, Mr. John, if it was sent electronically via email, then they'll get it, and then it's uploaded in Compass. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Parkside Avenue is the only long-term care office that does long-term care. So
okay.
The thing is, when you give that, if you want to give it to them, you're going to get a receipt. The issue with that particular office is you don't want to give them originals because all the time they said we never got them. Even though you handed them in and you have a receipt. That's why I only do electronic with them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So
have the bank send them from there?
Bank's probably not going to do that. Let me ask you, I'm asking the IEB rep, do you see anything in, I know you have limited access to the county assistance office's portal. Do you see any notes or uploads in their portal for Mr. John?
The notes were the notes that I just that I stated of what documents they're requesting. As far as financial information, I don't see that any financial information was received.
Okay. So, and the notes look like basically, do they look like a default message that's sent out, or is it specific to his case?
It's specific to his case, so it would be. Let's see here. So it looks like the county assistance office tried to make contact with you today, and then they left you a voicemail.
Right.
And then, it just states what documents are still needed for your application.
All right, so that was Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Was that Wells Fargo checking and savings?
Wells Fargo bank checking ending in 1893.
All right, 1893.
And 4781.
And 4781.
Yep, and then Bank of America joint checking.
Joint checking.
Ending in 1907.
1907.
And Chase Bank checking. Ending in 4015.
4015.
And then that's going to be for a 5-year look-back period.
Okay. All right. So
and then receipts documenting that are transactions over $500.
Right. Transactions over $500. All right. Well, that Wells Fargo checking, those are two checking accounts, not a checking and a savings?
Correct. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about savings. It just says checking.
Okay. 1893, 4781, Bank of America joint checking 1907, and Chase checking 415, and transaction over 500. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, and lastly, the date that you said the county assistance office is giving to submit those documents?
So it was yesterday. It was 1/26/2026, but the application is still open and pending with the county assistance office. And then once it would be closed out, that application would remain valid for
right.
a little while.
Right. Okay. That's all the questions I have. Mr. John, you have any questions for her?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Anything else I can assist you guys with done today?
Not for me.
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for answering the call from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. You both have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.